Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
There you go. All right. Go.
So the first thing, Coach, I want to ask you about this year is I had a rough season. I think I told you my talent level kind of dropped off and it was hard to compete. And we've been moved into a higher league too. But we're going back to the league we were before.
So what does that mean? Explain what that means.
So the better you do in the county that we play at, the better you do, you get moved into your higher league, higher division.
It's like football or soccer. You win, you go up, you lose, you go down.
Exactly. It's ratings and it's based on ratings. So
okay.
You'll be out of leagues. So the better you do. So we're going to go back to our previous, but here's the thing. Kind of an inexperienced group, not as talented. And I tried to do read and react, you know, rule of three offense. And that group is kind of coming back. I think they're going to be a little bit more talented this year, but still I felt like maybe for my advanced groups, that wasn't a problem. They would just hoop. Right. But maybe for these groups, I need a more structured offense.
Possibly. Yep. I could see that.
Okay, so I wanted.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking just more like either a pick and roll continuity or even just the five out, but instead of like giving them free rein to read and react, just like more sets, shall we say?
Yes, I think that could work.
So that's why I'm kind of thinking with guys that are not as experienced to try that this year. Because clearly what we did last season wasn't happening. And I just wonder what your thoughts are with regards to that, running the rule of three offense with kids who aren't as experienced.
Well, is it just because they haven't played enough? Is it just because they're not good enough? Is it because
both.
A little bit of both? Yeah, then you want to simplify it as much as possible, I think. So, do they take bad shots? Do they take quick shots? Do they do things like that?
Man, we struggle just putting the ball in the hoop, you know?
So you got to shoot in the off season. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Shots, 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 shots. 15,000. That was what my guys came up with at the end of our season. They wanted to take 15,000 threes before season started.
Okay.
So you should set something like, you know, and then have them track it, or at least, you know, get them in and get them shooting. But because that will help a lot of problems, I think.
Just making layups, man. Contested layups.
It's not playing enough either.
Right. So what we did at the end of the season, we told every single one of them to go play club. A lot of our kids just have never even played club before.
That was a good idea. And are they?
Yes.
Good.
All club now.
Yes.
Which was a new thing for them. So, yes, they're all playing club.
Okay. So that's good.
So I think that was kind of one thing. Okay, I wanted to go over. The next few things I want to talk to you about are the makeup of the team next year. So I'm a little worried about some seniors coming back who may not be as good as some freshmen or sophomores. And I think I might have to make some hard decisions that I may have not had to do before because the talent level was, you know, higher before. And I mean, it's hard, but I wanted to know, what's your experience with, you know, dropping seniors who were varsity last year, but just didn't get better?
And did they play last year?
Not much.
Yeah. So my philosophy is, for the most part, exceptions to the rule, and usually these exceptions bite me in the butt. If you're a senior and you're not going to play, and I don't think you're going to play, I don't keep you.
And do you give them that warning from the beginning?
Yes, I give them that warning from the spring of their junior year.
What do you tell? I mean, what's the conversation go like? I want to hear what you've done.
I have them do a self ranking, first of all. So everybody in the program ranks everyone else. And then no one knows, it's anonymous. So there's 30 kids in the program. We rank all 30 of them. The coaches rank all 30 of them. And then we get an average, because I'm a math teacher, I'm a stats teacher. And then, so what I look for is variations. If the kid ranks himself the third best player and everyone else, the average is 9, then we have to have a discussion. So usually that kid or the kids that we're talking about end up getting like 12, 13, 14s on the sheet. And then I have the discussion. If you're a 12, 13, or 14, I can't keep you next year. And here's why. You're not going to play. You're going to, you know, I normally play 9 or 10. Blah, 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 blah. You're not going to be happy. But so what are you going to do to not be in that 12? So then when they do it, then usually they'll jump up. If they don't do it, then before trials, I usually have the discussion. Well, I didn't see you all summer. Remember that discussion we had in the spring? And I'll even pull the sheet out if I have to again. So I'm looking for honest, courageous discussions. It's better to have them early than, they never work in mid-January.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, one of the things I'm thinking is, because some of these people that I'm thinking about don't have the varsity skill even now.
Right. They're not going to get it in 6 months, 9 months.
And you know what? And in the off season, coach, in the summer, I'm actually thinking, I don't even want him practicing with the varsity. I'm going to.
No, and I think they should go out for something else. They should do something else. That's part of the issue, is you're cutting them loose because they're going to drag the boat down and everyone's going to drown. Like, I'm just saying, they'll be mad initially and they'll be upset initially. And I would have a discussion with your athletic director before you do this, but it's better for everyone long term, because the kid gets to go do something else. Maybe they want to go home and play video games. Maybe they want to get a job. Maybe they want to try out for curling. I don't know. But it gives them, first of all, it gives them an out. You don't have to cut them. Coach is an ass. Whatever, we're adults. We can take the brunt of it. And then it gives them an opportunity to go find something else maybe they're better at. That's my theory. Because we can't all be Caitlin Clark. Sorry.
So I must have missed a step where you said you give them an out. How are you giving them an out?
Because I'm having this discussion with them before. I'm letting them not try out, rather than me cutting them. That's the out. I'm not going to make it, so I'm not going to come out. That's the out. That's saving more face than me cutting them.
Got it. So you basically know early. Like,
I'm brutally honest, but if I'm brutally honest and they know they're not going to make it, some kids will still come out. They'll try to show me wrong. Maybe they will. But, yeah, most don't. That's what I'm going to tell you. Most don't.
Well, like my part of what I'm going to do.
And again, we're teachers, we're educators, we're coaches. We don't want to do this. But
no,
it's not in our nature to do it. But it's in our nature to take care of everyone. And it is our nature to do what's right. And it is in our nature to sometimes make the hard decisions because you got to. So that's the issue. I'd rather have the hard one and let them have an out. I mean, you know, I cut somebody last year. He's probably, and I know he's still mad at me, but what am I going to do? You know? So, cause it was the right thing to do. So.
Okay. Part of what I'm doing is because we separate our teams in the summer based on skill, right?
Right.
Put them with the lower team if that's what we need to do, you know, if they don't get the message.
You know? Yeah, if they don't get the message, I'm telling you, it's just better to do this front end. And again, I'd rather give the kid the out. Like, you know, if you put them on the second team in the summer and you have the discussion with them and you do that, it's going to be a pretty stubborn or not very smart kid that's going to go, I'm still going to come out and get cut. So you're giving them the out. You're giving them a way of saving.
Got it. Okay.
Face at that point.
I got that. Okay. All right. Let's talk about.
And it's not fun. That's horrible. I hate that. That's the worst part. Oh, I won't miss that at all.
No. With kids, there's nothing fun when.
No. Rejection's hard. It's hard. And it's like, my daughter's an actress. Hell, huh? Her entire life is going to be rejection. So I get it. But this is sometimes the easiest way to let them down. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Make sure and send me the film after. I always like the stuff. But how about this? What's your philosophy about? So one of the issues we had was last season was that because our talent level had come down, we probably had some guys on varsity that were not as good as JV players. And I don't want to end up like that this season. And my question is, what's your philosophy about bringing up freshmen?
I bring up the 12 or 14 best players. You run a talented and gifted program for basketball players. If my son or daughter is good enough to take calculus, you're not going to put her in geometry. She should be in calculus. If my daughter is good enough to play varsity basketball, move her on the varsity team. It's a talented and gifted program for basketball players. I can't sing. I wish I could play the piano. There's lots of things I can't do. I could shoot a basketball pretty well when I was a kid, but I couldn't do other things. Okay. So you when you're the varsity coach, you are the major leagues. The JV coach is the AAA, the freshman coach is the AA or single A, and your objective is to move up. There's no way they're leaving somebody at single A when they should be in the majors.
Okay, so here's my question. That's a great example. Is it better to be in the majors and sit on the bench or be in AAA and play?
Depends on the kid. It depends on how many people you keep. Keep 12. That bench kid's eventually probably going to play because of injury and sickness. I think it really depends on the kid. I still tend to move them up because they tend to be more patient and they will get better faster. That my guess is, again, statistically, the standard deviation between you and the JV team is pretty big. That spread is pretty big. So you're going to be challenged. Do you want them to be bored? Do you want, like, you got to remember, you have 60 practices and, you know, 20 games. So are they going to get better in those 60 practices? And are you going to win some games where they can play rather than being the star at the JV level and not getting better and getting bad habits and not knowing what expectations are? Because freshmen, I always think, become sophomores and they know how we do things now. Like I had four sophomores play quality minutes last year. Well, the great thing is next year they're going to be juniors, and I'm going to have to worry about, they know how Coach Collin works and how our program works and how our scouts work. So I move them up. There's exceptions that I won't, but for the most part, I move them up. And if it gets bad, I can always move them back down. And sometimes I did that. I'm going to tell you, I had a sophomore this year. I was ready to move him back down to JV. Tears coming down in my room, you know, didn't understand. And then something clicked. Poof. We had a couple injuries, so he got some opportunities. And poof, he was playing 25 minutes a game. Within a week, I was ready to move him down. He wasn't playing well. He was pouting. He wasn't focused, blah, blah, blah. And then he got an opportunity, like Lou Gehrig kind of thing. There were some injuries. He got some opportunities that maybe I didn't think he was going to get. And he took advantage of them. Yeah. So, you know, just move him down. It's hard to move up, I think.
Say that last part.
I think it's easier to move down than to move up.
What do you mean?
I think it's easier you're not ready for varsity. I'm going to move you down. Then all of a sudden I'm moving someone up from JV to varsity and taking somebody that's on varsity's PT.
Okay.
So it's a mixture of it's team. It's like they're high school boys or girls. It's like they're very fragile. So all of a sudden if I move someone up now, oh wait, you're taking my minutes. But if I move down, well, there's more, you know, that doesn't, you know, you're taking JV minutes away, but I don't care about that as much.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Do you ever worry about when you take a freshman and bring them up because their basketball talent skill is there? Do you ever worry about their size as a factor?
And physicality and all that? I do. Absolutely. But then usually between freshman and sophomore year, they get in the weight room and they start drinking protein shakes and they figure out, they go, ooh, I don't like getting beat up. I don't like someone taking my lunch money every day. So I'm going to get bigger and stronger kind of thing. So it's baptism by fire a little bit.
Okay. All right. One more topic that I wanted to go over.
Am I answering your questions?
Beautifully. This is what the phone call I needed, because these are the things that have been on my mind.
Okay.
Because some of my coaches argue with me about, and they don't argue with me in a bad way, like in a very
positive. They should argue with you too. They should argue with you. Yeah. They should disagree with you. If you have yes people, you have the wrong people. So that's good. I would keep telling them to keep doing that.
Yeah, they're like, coach, you need to like them, let these younger guys stay on JV so that they can get the playing time.
Because is that your JV coach telling you that?
I've had one of my JV coach told me that, and then he told me that, and then the guy that I brought up ended up being our best player, and he was a freshman. So, but I have another coach who's very intelligent, super smart, and he's like, you know, my thinking is when we bring up freshmen to varsity, those guys really need to play at least 8 to 10 minutes. Otherwise, why are they here? So,
yep. And they'll get time. They won't get zero time. And very rarely will they get zero time, I guess. They'll get some time. But I think they'll get better. And then I would say, hey, here, I would challenge them. Are they in eighth grade now?
I'm thinking of a couple that are in eighth grade now that are going to become.
So I would have the discussion with them. Here's what I'm thinking. What are you going to do over the next 6 months? And their eyes will get this big and they will work their ass off.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm just telling you. Yep. Say, hey, okay. I'm thinking of doing this, but I don't know. It's kind of like, I really want to. So can you get stronger? Are you lifting weights? Are you drinking protein shakes? Are you shooting every day? And if they're hoopers, you will see a substantial increase because they will want it. They want to be in the spotlight.
Okay. Two points off of that. Do you ever keep juniors or seniors on JV?
I don't. People in our league do.
You never keep any juniors on JV?
Nope. I keep sophomores and freshmen.
So you will just cut a junior, then put him on JV. Okay.
They're not going to play for me.
Okay. All right. Last topic, tryouts. As you know, I've talked to you about here in Southern California. We can work with these guys. There's really no set rules. So we can, like, I've taken a little break. We're going to be starting up in May. But I can work with these guys from May till season starts in November. And so I kind of have an idea of who is going to be coming out for our summer league, our fall league, what have you. My question, and I've told you that last season I did a one-day tryout for varsity. But I'm wondering if, and my reasoning was because I've seen these guys now for months. What more are you going to show me? But I'm wondering if maybe I should have a little bit longer tryouts.
It's 2 days. Can you do before school and after school?
I can do 2 days. I can before school, after school. I can't because there's only one gym, and we're using our before school for our lower level teams.
So then I would do 2 days.
Okay.
I do 2 days.
Okay.
I would be practicing the second day. I would be practicing the first day, and I would be putting things in to see if they so I run a practice to see how they react to my practice, because that's what they got to. It's like running my classroom. So here's a drill. You've never seen this before. Let's see how you react to it. See how fast you pick it up. That's part of being on the team. Here's an out of bounds play. Go to these four baskets. I'm going to show it once, and then you guys are going to practice it, and we're going to come back and run it. So I'm practicing. I'm trying out too, but I'm practicing. And part of the tryout is, can you run, go do one of my practices? Can you be, you know, so that can save you. And then you can go 2 days, 2 or 3 days.
Okay. You got a second for a side note?
Sure.
So one of my buddies down here, he was 20-0 before he lost his first game this season. He ended up winning conference. Did very well. Now he's moving up. You know, one of his philosophies, one of the things he did this season, he really pushed conditioning. So these guys, let's say they're playing two games during the week. Let's say they're playing on Wednesday and Friday. They would condition hard for an hour Monday and Tuesday, even though there's a game on Wednesday, and then they would condition. Well, let me think. What was, and then they'd maybe condition. He said if they only played 2 days a week, they were conditioning 3 days.
And he didn't have any injuries. That's my worry. No, that was injuries.
No, he conditioned them, and those kids could run for days. He just he was a.
I like it.
Freak.
I like it. We're going to change. We're going to change how we kind of do preseason conditioning with more dynamic stuff and movement stuff and stretching stuff. And, but I like that. Yeah. I want you. Yeah. You know,
he just went nuts with the conditioning.
It works. Only worry I have with that is post COVID. And again, I'm a little post-traumatic because I lost like five of my starters this year to injuries. Is you just got to make sure they're not overusing. You know what I mean? That they're not doing that, and then they're going to the YMCA, and then they're doing that, and then they're going to their tree. Yeah. Anyway, that's always my worry.
No, they, it was so, I thought that was interesting philosophy. He just pushed conditioning.
I like that. You got to be conditioned. Trust me. You watch Connecticut and hell, you know, Connecticut men, they were unbelievable shape. South Carolina women in believable shape. Even Iowa women. Yeah, I agree. I have no qualms with that at all.
Hardcore. All right, man. That was it.
Okay. That's it?
That was it, my friend.
Awesome. What else? Anything else? Nothing else?
Nothing else. I'll keep in touch with you as things progress. And if you have any questions, I'm here too.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Let me know.
All right, my friend. Have a great one.
See ya. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.